Proclamation number 3206, dated the July 30th, 1944. Helplessness in the beyond. Law. If the soul does not receive strength, it will remain inactive. This condition of inertia can only be remedied by actions of love, which the soul is unwilling to do when it finds itself in this helpless state in the beyond. However, on earth this willingness can be stimulated by the Word of God. The human being can be shown that deeds of love are a blessing to him, and then he can take God's Word to heart. He can reflect on it and voluntarily decide to act kindly, because on earth he does not lack the strength to do what he wants to do. Then the soul will receive spiritual strength and further its development. But it is different in the beyond, where the helpless soul can do nothing else but want. And whether or not the being will receive strength depends on this will. Thus the soul in the beyond is reliant on the help of more mature beings, whereas the human being on earth can use his will without help from spiritual beings. Therefore the human being should not remain indifferent if he does not reach his goal on earth in the mistaken belief that he can make up his neglect of earthly development in the beyond. This is a deceptive hope which he shall bitterly regret one day, albeit the state in the beyond is not entirely hopeless. The soul has to endure appalling distress which it can easily avoid by seriously striving to ascend while it is still on earth. The state of helplessness is something terribly dismal. It is a state which the soul cannot remedy at will. Rather, it is dependent on the love of other beings. And this love, which corresponds to its own love towards other suffering souls, is at times difficult to perceive by the soul. Thus an uncaring soul can spend eternities in its helpless state without being approached by a caring being if it holds on to its selfish love, if it merely cares about itself and its fate without compassion for another soul's fate. According to divine law, it cannot receive what it is unwilling to give to other souls, and its selfish love prevents the approach of beings of light to bring relief. And since it is unwilling to give or to help itself, it cannot be given anything or helped either. Worst of all, it cannot be given God's Word, which could remove the soul's spiritual blindness, since God's Word is light, and as a result of its unkindness the soul is still unable to accept light. On earth, however, the Word of God is even offered to unkind people, because this is God's mercy for the lost souls on earth who may accept or reject it in line with their will. Whereas the being in the beyond is only touched by God's mercy inasmuch as it is free to want and to stimulate loving thoughts within itself, after which it will receive strength too. Yet many a soul is so hardened that it cannot have loving thoughts, and then it is in an intolerable situation which it is unable to end by itself. However, these souls are surrounded by fellow sufferers who could kindle their love, and thus they can improve their situation at any time if they allow themselves to love, because even the least resolve to help their fellow sufferers will give them strength. As soon as they notice this influx of strength, they become more helpful, and this helpfulness towards other souls results in inner happiness, and then they have overcome the helpless state, the state of complete inertia. From this point on they can also receive God's Word, i.e., the teaching beings of light can approach them and reveal God's laws and why they have to be fulfilled. The light beings' lessons then have to start so that the uninformed souls can receive light and strength, i.e., knowledge which they then can pass on with lovingly care to improve the fate of suffering souls. But such helpless souls might have to do without help for eternities, and this condition could be easily avoided if the human being would make the best of his opportunities on Earth in order to enter the beyond with a maturity which will give him light and strength and enable him to be blissfully active in the spiritual realm. Amen.